May I have your attention, please?
Your attention, please?
May I have 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 your attention, please?
Please.
This is Attention Please, in which each week we will draw your attention to some of the enriching opportunities, events, people, and services on offer on this amazing peninsula we call home.
Good morning. I'm Steve Evans.
Oh, that's right. I'm heated it up over there.
Oh, excellent.
I don't know why we want to.
It's cold this morning.
Yeah, I know. I'm waiting for the installation people to get here. So I was hoping that they would be here. And I don't think they did enough insulation. They sprayed back there, but I think they were supposed to spray more. So I'm going to talk to them real quick.
The winter solstice is a time of new beginnings. So when I came to talk with them about their plans for the future on the chilly first morning of winter, it felt really appropriate to find Nordland General Store owners Tom and Sue Rose awaiting the arrival of a contractor to come and finish work to insulate the newly rebuilt walls and roof of the iconic business that has been the heart of the Maristone Island community for around 100 years, and which was nearly completely destroyed by fire a little more than a year ago. I stood admiring the brand new stud walls that had replaced the charred wreckage I had seen the morning after the fire as Tom Rose walked through with the contractor.
How's it going?
Good.
I'm John.
John? You know, I don't know if they've sprayed enough. What do you think? It didn't look like they...
did a bunch of work out that way, and then we did the Fort Flagler, the state park out there. We did a bunch of buildings out there, but I always wanted to stop by.
You don't drink beer?
No, not too much. I didn't.
No.
No.
You had a good
not too much selection. Anymore.
We had a good beer selection.
Is it okay if I pull up right here?
Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
We're just going to be over there.
Awesome.
We got the heater going.
Yeah, I saw that. It felt better
than
there already.
No, I'm good.
When they were done, Tom, Sue, and I briskly walked across the road to the little boathouse beside the dock, where each year on New Year's Day, a variable number of hardy souls heed a strange calling to come out, strip down, and dive into the icy waters of Mystery Bay. Rather than do that, on this morning we went inside the boathouse, which is now decorated with many of the knick-knacks and odd paraphernalia that once festooned the walls of the old store, to sit beside the fire and talk.
Oh, yeah, it's warm in here already.
Yeah.
It's a good little heater.
Were these from the kids?
Oh,
America. Oh. Oh, tattoos.
Tattoos?
Yeah. Isn't that the tattoo you would choose?
And what are these
that's
from? Did you have some sort of a... tattoo party in here?
Oh well.
We were watching film along.
Well, I saw the ladders like leaning up against the rail over there. Are those like getting ready for the plunge?
Yeah, we probably don't need. I don't know. You never know. Last year we had, what about 10 people, 12
yeah.
people?
Yeah.
Was that all?
Yeah, I mean.
Well,
We didn't promote it at all. We didn't promote it this year either. You know, really, it's as
there were only 10 or 12 people last year. That's like way fewer. I mean, I came out here, I think it was in 2015 and recorded and yeah. Like we sunk the dock that year.
Yeah, usually there's
a lot of people.
Really close.
Yeah, usually there's 70 to 80 people anyway. And the one year we had 180.
Yeah, it was 2000. Everybody jumped that year. It was really actually hard on the dock that the year the 2000 when the world was supposed to go to come to
did
an
you
end.
Have to repair the dock afterwards?
No, but we're repairing it now. I mean, it's just maintenance type thing.
Right.
But that's right. I forgot about that. I don't think we'll have a big group this year.
Well, this is going to be on the radio on Monday before the plunge, so
and
we'll see.
How do we do it with masks and everything? People are going to have to wear a mask. Maybe the spectators. I mean, you can't really jump in with a mask.
Sure should be wearing masks.
Huh?
Spectators should be wearing masks for sure.
Yeah, the variant going around.
Yeah, there's. I don't know, not much evidence, though, of outdoor spread. I mean, generally, so, I mean, certainly I wouldn't think the swimmers would be required to wear masks.
If they did, I mean, the cold water would take care of it, I think. It wouldn't survive in that cold water. It's cold. Have you done it? You're going to do it. Right?
Well, you know, I have not done the polar plunge here. I mean, the closest I've come is that as a kid, I would go... my family has a place on the coast of Maine, and pretty much every morning, I mean, this is crazy, but my cousins and I would go out, and we were like the Manset Polar Bear Club, and we would dive off of what we called the Big Rock.
Every day, type thing.
Yeah, we would like get up, and I mean, it was like kind of this macho contest among like kids to go out and do that, and I'd like to think that I learned my lesson as a kid, and so I've never done the polar plunge here.
Yeah, I always tell people, you know, it's too hard to explain. You have to really experience it, you know, to really get the full effect, you know, because it takes your breath away. Definitely,
it literally takes your breath away. Yeah. I know. I mean, you know, you feel like you're going to swallow your tongue.
Yeah, and I don't think Zach and Becky aren't coming, or son-in-law. He's the one that does the belly flop. I think he was on the front page 3 years in a row. But he's, what, 6'5", 300 and some pounds, and he does a complete belly flop. But I don't think they'll be here this year.
A real dive.
Oh, yeah. No, it's
a swan
dive.
Yeah,
So tell me the history of the plunge. I mean, how did it get started? I mean, when did you start doing it?
My cousins do it down at Alki Beach in West Seattle every year, and when we first got here, I just started talking about that for some reason, I don't know why, and it was kind of like a little challenge, and I didn't think anybody would ever do it for sure, but Gary, our ex partner, and I went crabbing. We could crab that at that time, and we come around the corner and there's all these cars parked here. And so we go, oh, we got to jump in the water. And so we had 36 people, something like that, the first year.
And what year was that?
94, yeah, maybe. 95. Because it's New Year's, yeah. So it was 95, yeah. That was the first year. And so then it just grew from there. And now, no matter what we do, we're not going to stop it, you know. And there's going to be some people doing it every year. Even when we're gone, probably, I don't know.
When I was here in 2015, there was like an elderly woman who had done it. I can't remember if she was like 100 years old. I mean, what's the oldest person who's done it?
Can I use names?
Sure.
Yeah, Pat Burns did it in her probably late 80s. I think she did it. She did it a number of times. And she's 100 and what? Two? No? Maybe I could go up and get her and see if she'll want to jump in. She's a pretty good sport. She golfs a couple times a week still, you know, so that'd be kind of...
Okay, so she'd be up for it, you think?
I don't know. It might not be the smartest thing to do, but it'd be fun to see, you know. Yeah, I don't do it anymore, but...
Well, when was the last time you did it?
It was like, I did it 19 years in a row, the first 19 years, and then I missed my 20th. And so I haven't done it since. So, you know, once you break the
pattern.
Yeah.
And how many times have you done it?
About eight or nine times. Yeah. I gave it up a while ago. I just get too cold. You know, when you get done, then we'd have to go in the store and make lattes, and you throw some clothes on, and And but you'd still have wet hair, and you're trying to work and do coffees for a couple hours. And
but you are kind of warm, in a weird kind of way. I'd go in with my t-shirt and my swimsuit, and make coffees for people, and you actually weren't cold. I mean, it's the endorphins or something gets to you, and then we usually come around to the boathouse and have a chili and beer afterwards. And, a lot of people stick around.
I think of it as numb. As I recall that feeling after I got out of that frigid water.
Yeah. It's not the cold weather as much as the wind. When it's windy, that's when it's bad. But it's always, once you decide you're going to jump, it's that split second when you're in the air and you're going, and just waiting for that cold. And then it doesn't take long to get out. I mean, you figure that out in a hurry.
Well, now, so since the store had a fire and it's not open this year, there will be no going across the street for a nice espresso afterwards. Or do you have any plans to supply any sort of warm drinks or anything this year?
I don't think we had plans of even really doing it. I know people are going to show up, but we're not promoting it really this year. Next year, hopefully, it'll be a different year and things will be more back to normal. But I don't know.
So the last time I was out here, you had release forms that you were asking people to sign. But since you're not really formally organizing it this year, are you not going to do that?
Well, we'd still have a release form. Yeah, you don't want people.
This is private property here, right?
Yes.
Well, it is, and you don't want somebody getting hurt and then coming back and saying, thank you.
As far as we know, we've never lost anybody, But some years the crabbing's a little better than others.
No. So you've never had cause to call in an ambulance or...
No, but they used to bring the ambulance down. And then they actually brought the fireboats here one year. And I think that was the year the three girls went in. Natural,
Oh.
So, and then the next year was even busier. Because of that.
Because people are hoping to see that.
Yeah. But we don't encourage that.
But. Yep. There were other holiday events that you held here, and I see that you have your tree
tree lighting. And the tree lighting was very successful this year. And we have the, what is it called? The brass band, Uptown.
Unexpected
brass band plays. They played for the last 4 or 5 years, and it has become really a really good event. And we didn't do Santa this year. Santa was at the tree lighting, but normally we have Santa come by boat Sunday, and we take pictures with them, and they sit on Santa's lap, and we didn't do that this year or last year. It might be a little too much. I don't know. Even this place is pretty airy. It's not insulated or anything like that. But
This little gas heater warms it up really nicely because you just lit that up a few minutes ago, and I'm comfortable. Of course, I'm wearing my jacket.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of cozy in a different kind of way.
So I see you got a lot of the paraphernalia that used to hang around in
the store. The store used to be, used to have a lot of junk up on the shelves, and pretty all that stuff's gone.
So let's talk a little bit about the store, because when I was here, like right after the store burnt, and at that time you were talking about having, you told the story of the night before and how you'd come down and you'd heard like what sounded like people like throwing boxes around, and at that time it was like you thought that there'd been some sort of burglary and there was arson and so on, but it sounds like that turned out not to be the case, right?
No, we thought, I was ready to open the door and Sooth, she heard something in there, so we went back up the top of the hill and Sue called 911. because there was a burglar. And then we were standing there, and all of a sudden the smoke started to come out of the side of the building. And so then it turned out to be a fire instead of burglar.
He said that's typical of fire noises, that it sounds like things are being thrown around. That's not unusual.
What causes that?
I think just the
I think, yeah.
Or maybe things
and
like...
We probably did have things falling, because as things were heating up and falling and,
Right, the shelf burns, things fall off of it.
Yeah.
So what did cause the fire?
They figured it was a battery charger, lithium batteries, we had a camera, and I just changed the batteries that day, and they were on my desk. But we were here, 8:30 at night. We got back from Costco, and so there was nothing at 8:30 anyway. But then, was it about 2:30? Is when the alarm went off for some reason. The fire must have triggered the alarm. So that's when we came down.
I see. So it was the sound of the alarm that alerted you to something, happening down there. Well, now, at that time, and I gather still today, you were really uncertain about what the future for the store would be. And I know you've been under a lot of pressure from the community to make it happen again. So
I'm sure we're going to get the store up and ready to run. And, I'm 91. Sue's retired. I'm not 91. I feel so. I'm 71, and I just don't feel like we want to do that whole thing all over again. But the post office are supposedly coming back, and there's a lot of interest of different people opening something up here. And I'm sure it'll work out one way or the other.
But there's nobody in particular yet.
Nobody in particular, no. But
so people listening to this radio show, if they want to run a little store in a charming island.
Yeah.
Great. Well,
it's really bad when we run out of something at the house, and usually we just run down to the store and get it, but it's not there anymore, So. It was like our pantry almost, but it's not. We have to go all the way to QFC like everybody else.
Well, it was the island's pantry, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
like
what we hoped, yeah.
Well, and it was certainly one of my favorite stopping places. And
it was a fun store. Well, hopefully, yeah. But
it gave me gave us a really easily reachable destination also for our boat trips. I mean, I came out here with my daughter on a number of occasions, and we would come and get an ice cream at the Nordland General Store.
And it was so weird. So many times people would be driving by for years, and they go, this is the first time we've been in here. It's like, why would you be driving by? Just stop in and look, It's they're missing out, I thought. But yeah. It's weird going to shopping somewhere else. We did that the first night, that Sunday after the fire, and we're going to QFC and got a shopping cart like everybody else, and we get up there, and then they made us pay for it. we're used to writing it down, but we had to pay cash like everybody else. But it's different. We're getting used to it.
Now, back in the days when you just would write it down, then you would just go through your books and your inventory and just sort of write it off. You didn't, repay yourselves.
Right.
Yeah. But we had to keep track of, the taxable stuff and that, to make sure we're doing everything properly,
Now, what's the earlier history of the store? I mean, when did you start running the store? And was it the Nordland General Store? In 94. So you moved here in 94.
Yeah.
Right. And the store had been closed for about a year, and the Maloneys had the store, but she'd had some medical issues, and so they'd had it closed. But they'd run it for, I think, 15 years before that, and prior to that, the Johnsons had that. And had run it. So, you know, it's always been somebody local and long-term. You know, people have stayed and seen it through. And so it's been...
Do you know what year it originally opened?
We were trying to figure that
out. Not really.
1923, I think, is the... Wasn't
when
it?
The
or?
Building, when the building was built over there was 23. And this, it was located across the street here, kind of where the boathouse is, before. And that building was actually moved off, but it was on the water side.
Oh, really?
A smaller building, yeah.
Uh-huh, smaller building, yeah. And that way they could, you know, Carl Johnson's dad could get his deliveries and just, they delivered from the boat, from Seattle to the boat to here, and
storage for the store, yeah. Actually.
Yeah.
The boathouse was, you know, storage, and the store was right
for
next
the store.
Door.
Yeah. And that was still the case when you bought the place?
No, no. Yeah. No. The boathouse was pretty much full of junk. Yeah.
He had storage. I mean,
yeah, he used,
you know,
it for
Jack
storage.
Used,
yeah.
It for storage. Yeah.
And we'd use it for we do Seahawk games here, movies, parties.
Yeah, I see the movie screen over here.
Yeah. So it, I mean, it's, you know, more of a hangout area for us. You know, it's been a lot of fun.
But it's mainly for the family. It's not a public space.
No.
Right.
Could be a bar, I guess. It'd be pretty fun.
I see a lot of kayak paddles over there.
Yeah, we rent kayaks. We did, but that wasn't a huge deal. I thought it would be more, you know, busy, but I don't know. For some reason, we didn't rent a whole lot of kayaks. No.
Well, maybe it's because people didn't know you rented kayaks. I didn't know you rented kayaks. I didn't know I could come here and rent a kayak. So, how did you advertise?
Actually, we didn't advertise. We didn't really advertise. At first, we were advertising different events in the Leader, and then we just kind of got away from it. I had banners I'd put up on the boathouse for our different events, and that's kind of word of mouth or just going to the store. You know, people found out about events. And like Tractor Days has gotten to be huge.
Tractor Days?
You've never been to Tractor Days?
No, never been to Tractor Days. Tell me about
Memorial Day weekend, Sunday. Everybody brings their tractors down, and we drive them up and down the road. We usually have some type of barbecue or something. We have a band that plays.
Are there any contests, tractor pull contests?
We do have, not tractor, but we do have a triathlon we do.
Really?
And it's 3/4 mile down to Mystery Bay State Park, and then you paddle your boat back here, and then you ride your bike around part of the island. It's, you know, kind of fun, but it's a lot of work because you're going all out the whole time.
But it's, is there somebody who's been sort of the champion of that, like, a number of times?
Not really, but I had a group of 4 guys, and we were all over 60, and actually we're still undefeated in our age group. Now we could do the 70s, I guess.
And at 91, you're like...
91.
Oh, I don't know where that came from.
So it sounds like, you know, running the store is not in the cards for the two of you in the future. But so what is in the cards? Have you got plans?
Oh, personally?
Yeah, personally. I mean, what are you doing going forward?
Well, we have a little RV, and we want to just kind of take off. We got a new dog that, you know, so we just want to do some traveling, see how that goes. Visiting our kids down in Vancouver and Corvallis, so that takes, you know, some of our time. But and then just having the dock, I mean, that's the one reason we'd never sell, I think, because having your boat on the dock is the only way to go, and, you know, go crabbing or whatever.
Yeah, the last time I stopped by here, I caught you, like, you know, stewing a big pot of crabs and. Yeah. Well, I want to thank both of you for, like, taking the time today and for heating up the boathouse. And
oh, yeah.
and And we'll just see what happens about that polar plunge this year.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. Just like the first year, we didn't think anybody's going to do it, and we had 36 people. Of course, now we're going to get overwhelmed because of this. No. That'll be all right. Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. Okay, well, you're good sports for letting me come by today.
Yeah, well, thanks for
having me. And hazarding the, you know, like sinking of your dock again.
Yeah.
With Nordland General Store owners Tom and Sue Rose, this is Steve Evans for KPTZ Community Radio News. We will take you out of this week's Attention Please with some of the sounds from the 2015 Polar Plunge.
Ready?
Not yet. You have to go.
No! No!
One, two, three, go!
Suddenly, there came a sound of a splash, and then another, and then, in a matter of seconds, the dock cleared, and the waters of Mystery Bay were all abroil as screams of delight and agony filled the air.
How is it in there?
It's brisk! Is it? Wonderful! It's amazing!
Holy...
Keep going.
How was it?
Oh, it's cold!
Oh my goodness, it's cold!
And then, as quickly as they were in, most of the divers scrambled back up onto the dock, their skins pink, blinking salt water out of their eyes. Most attempted to beat a hasty retreat to the ramp and the warm towels awaiting them on the shore, but soon found their ways blocked by the line of those still coming down the ramp to take their turns at the ritual plunge. Suddenly, nobody was making progress in either direction, and as more dripping divers clambered back onto the floats, the sheer weight of humanity began to submerge them.
With so many people, the dock is beginning to sink a little bit here in the middle.
Oh my gosh. Where's our kids?
Oh dear.
The dock sinks.
All right, the dock is in fact sinking.
Keep walking.
Keep walking, the dock is sinking.
Keep walking.
Some people are going in again and swimming to the shore. The dock is now under about 6 inches of water here as people are... It's a traffic jam as people are trying to get out, as other people are trying to get in.
Oh my God!
Mike!
See ya!
May I have your attention, please?
Your attention, please?
May I have 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 your attention, please? May I have your attention, please?
May I have your attention, please?
May I have your attention, please?
May I have your attention, please?